Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Thursday, the 6th of February 2025. Today's topic is Teach Sound Doctrine. Our text is taken from Titus chapter 2 verses 1 through 5. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Verse 5. To be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Key verse. Titus chapter 2 verse 1. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Apostle Paul was very concerned about the false teachings that were going on during his time. Hence he wrote to Titus. There were people who were teaching what was contrary to sound doctrine. He had to instruct Titus to warn the believers not to listen to the false teachers. The apostle stressed on the need to preserve this sound teaching. One way of doing this is to appoint others who will teach it as well. As friends of Jesus, we have a task to reach out to others and preach the sound word of God to them. You are not to add or subtract from the word, you are also to teach without fear or favor. You also have duty to warn those who are teaching false doctrines to change from such and repent so they will not end up in hellfire. If we successfully guard what has been delivered to us and ensure that we bring all our friends to the knowledge of Christ, we will be able to have a good number of people who are doing the will of God, preaching sound doctrines, and are prepared for heaven. Prayer for today. Heavenly Father, make me an agent of truth, teaching sound doctrines without fear or favor. Amen. Further reading, Titus chapter 1 verse 6 to 9. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.